In the United States, the House of Representatives yesterday passed some of the strongest pro-life legislation in the past 40 years, which would ban almost all abortions after the first 20 weeks of pregnancy. The legislation was written after details were made public about late-term abortions in the trial and conviction for murder of Kermit Gosnell, an abortion provider in Philadelphia. Charles Collins has this report.
The bill passed by the U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday was called the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act and mirrors several state laws which are aimed at forcing the U.S. Supreme Court to reconsider the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which imposed one of the world's most permissive abortion regimes on the country. Speaker of the House John Boehner said the realities of late-term abortion revealed during the murder trial of a Philadelphia abortion provider who killed children born alive during the procedure made it clear a new law was needed.
Listen, after this Kermit Gosnell trial and some of the horrific acts that were going on, a vast majority of the American people believe in the substance of this bill, and so do I.
The legislation was supported by the U.S. Bishops Conference point man on pro-life issues, Cardinal Sean O'Malley of Boston. In a letter written to Congress ahead of the vote, he said all decent and humane people are repulsed by the callous and barbarous treatment of women and children in Gosnell's clinic and in other clinics that abort children after 20 weeks, pointing out that witnesses to the events saw children born alive crying or screaming in pain until their lives were intentionally and deliberately ended. The bill is unlikely to be made into law. The U.S. Senate would also have to pass the legislation, which is unlikely. And U.S. President Barack Obama has already said he would veto the proposed law. I'm Charles Collins.